Next case, please.
The next case is 11,636. David Kunzelman and Patricia Kunzelman seek a variance to reduce the side yard setback, section 115-34B of the Sussex County zoning ordinance. The property is located on the east side of Shore Drive, approximately 50 feet south of Oak Street. The 911 address is 9279 Shore Drive, Milford. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 230, map 17, parcel 54. Staff received no mail returns, no letters of support, no letters in opposition. Specifically, they're asking for a 1-foot variance for the side yard setback. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. I'm William Schaub still on behalf of the Kunzelmans. I should know the answer to this question, but do you have a picture attached to your application?
Yes, we have a survey.
No, a survey, but not a picture.
No.
I apologize for that. If I could hand this to you and just pass it down. That's the picture I meant to attach, and I apologize because that so clearly shows what the issue here is. The Kunzelmans purchased this property, just this past year, in January of 2015. And like so many, the facts are kind of similar. The survey was done just prior to settlement. And in fact, this case, the setbacks were even a question because we had to get pictures, and Lawrence and I met several times because it wasn't quite clear that these were setback violations. Because as the picture shows, the house itself meets the setbacks. There's a bay window bump out that goes 1 foot, and the second bump out is the interior stairwell. And so we kind of went round and round as to whether those were in fact encroachments. And the conclusion was that it was felt that they were, and so we filed a variance application for both. This house, the initial house was built many, many years ago. Then in 2002, the existing home was built. And it was built just as shown on the survey, the dimensions as shown on that picture. And as in so many of these, because it was a unique situation, the county did not notice this violation when the CO was issued here. And so no one was aware that this problem existed until the sellers sold to my client, and then this is when the issue came up. And again, besides the uniqueness of the property also is that there are, as Mr. Lank explained to me, some bump outs that are allowed and some that are considered encroachments. And again, as I stated at the beginning, there was even some question here as to whether you could argue on the window, for instance, if it had a seating area, I think it was considered an encroachment, but if it was just a window without a seating area, it was not. And we just felt it was safer just so that present owners wouldn't have a problem selling to get the encroachments at this time. Obviously, I think from looking at the survey and the picture, these cannot be corrected without massive changes to the house. You'd have to remove the bay window, and you truly have to remove the interior stairway from what would be the second floor to the third floor, the first floor to the second floor. The situation was not created by the applicants. As I said, it was their, in fact, it was not even their seller. It was two sellers ago who actually built the home. And as the board will know, there are many, many variance requests in Broad Hill Beach, which is where this property is, because the lots are so small and so much has to be set on them. Oh, I'm sorry, Primark. Okay.
Or from the testimony, back to the truth, we'll do nothing but the truth.
Okay, Ms. Bronstein, what is your involvement with this house?
I am a realtor and I've represented the buyers of this home.
And you are familiar with Prime Hook? You sell a good number of properties and lists there?
Yes.
You did some investigation on this as well, didn't you, after we found out of the issue?
Well, I looked at what the violation, the supposed violation was, and I was really surprised. The previous owner, David Wilkerson, was equally surprised when I told him there was a setback violation. He's like, that's ridiculous.
And he's who built the house?
Actually, I think he bought it from someone else. He may have built it. I'm not sure. I think he did build it.
Do you think there would be any economic impact on the value of this property if changes were made to remove these bump outs?
There would be no access to the second or third floor if the stairway had to be removed.
From your involvement in real estate market and the beach communities, do you feel that that this type of encroachment adversely affects surrounding properties in general?
Not at all.
Do you think it would, in this case, it would adversely affect the building next door?
No.
And in fact, as you may notice on the members of the board, the property next door actually sits partially on this property. So that's that, and there are agreements that cover that as well. So there's been lots going on in this property. I don't have anything else to offer. As I said, it's a unique, certainly unique situation since it wasn't clear at all that the encroachments even existed. They cannot be corrected. They obviously don't adversely impact anybody. They've been around for, at this point, 13 years. The county itself didn't notice it when the CO was issued. So for all those reasons, we would ask that the variance be granted. Variances.
Okay. Let's see if there's any questions from the board. Are you, Mr. Hudson?
Please. No questions.
Okay.
Mr. Boyd? No questions.
Mr. Mills?
Yes, you said variances.
Well, I guess it's two violations. I guess we're asking. I'm not sure if that would be considered two variances or one. It's one variance for the bay window and one for the bump out on the stairwell.
Both considered part of the dwelling, so it's just the 1 foot variance.
So I guess because they're the same size and on the same side, I guess it would be one.
The only other question I had, and is, I don't know how important it is, was there a fee charged for this? Maybe you can answer.
No, it was waived.
Because of the CO?
Yes.
Ms. Bronstein, I didn't catch this, maybe you already did, Mr. Shaw. Did you hear the statements made by Mr. Shaw?
Yes.
Do you believe that you're correct?
Absolutely.
Thank you. I have no
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I think the whole situation with the county not catching this at the time of certificate of occupancy, as well as the fact that it's been there for quite some time and so forth, I think makes it somewhat a unique situation and qualifies for uniqueness. Obviously, now necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. It wasn't created by the applicant, but a couple of homeowners before it's testified. We didn't hear that it would alter the essential character of the neighborhood. It would be detrimental to public welfare, and I believe it would be a minimum of 4 BD to make a motion that we approve case number 11,636.
You have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills, and a second by Mr. Wharton, that we approve case number 11,636. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Workman.
Aye for those reasons stated.
And Mr. Mills.
Aye for the reasons.
And Mr. Calaway, for the previous reason had been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,636 is approved.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.